This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It is day 24 and it's also Friday. My name is Jeff Sandhu together with
Frida Liu.
How are you doing, Frida?
I'm good. It's Good Friday too.
It is Good Friday as well. And also, I think, you know, everyone should give yourself a big pat on the back because we're almost there. Or maybe not. Sorry to spoil that moment of joy because today is actually the big day for all of us Malaysians as the Prime Minister is set to make an announcement later today about the MCO order. Will it extend? Will it be lifted? Will it be moved into some new phase? The only thing that I'm very truly certain is that probably all of those text messages that you've received about what's going to happen isn't true. So I guess, you know, my message is just to stop believing those WhatsApp messages and stay tuned for, you know, the announcement
for real messages.
For real messages later on. You know, you can trust BFM will also be covering any press conference that will be happening later today. But anyways, though, while that's, you know, going to happen much later today, for now, though, it is a voice of SMEs.
Right. For many of us, the last thing that we want to be doing right now is going grocery shopping. Normally, I don't like going grocery shopping, MCO or no MCO. So, but we know it's a necessity, but it's not something that we want to be doing too often. Mm. We want to be limiting our exposure outside. So to count after the exposure, most of us have started ordering online, whether it's from the usual food delivery people or some of the supermarkets that offer the service.
Well, that's all well and good, but as we know, there are some smaller food vendors out there, the ones that you'd see at the side of the street and, you know, some of our favourite hawkers and vegetable suppliers where you might get that food from.
Well, some companies have stepped up to offer some services, but there are simple solutions too, like a Facebook group. Mm. Sarah Jalil Lau and two of her friends have decided that it might be a good idea to set up a Facebook group that would help them find the food that they wanted using local food producers and helping to bridge that gap between food operators and customers. And they call it a My Food Directory and Delivery C19.
Mm. Yeah, so far, they've been having, I think, you know, huge success here. And it's all because there's just this sense of community within the group. And to top it all off, there's no third party involved taking cuts of the sale. As of last week, when I spoke to Sarah, there were, you know, she told me that they were, we've got about 1,000 members. But today, that number actually stands to almost 4,000 members.
In a week,
In a week, right? So here's basically, you know, what we asked her. And, you know, Sarah, first of all, like, you know, how did this whole idea came about?
Well, last week, we noticed that many countries are going into lockdown mode. And I think it's very devastating, especially the ones in Pakistan, Bangladesh and India. And then you see how people are concerned more about being hungry on the streets, then you start to think, oh, what about our MCO? What about the guys who peddle goreng pisang and bakso and our kuih mui, you know? I think those are the people that we are worried about. So when we thought about creating the food directory, it's having those people in mind.
What made you decide to create a Facebook group and how have you managed to get the numbers up? Last week it was around 900 members. Now it's, you know, over 3,500, 4,000.
You'd be surprised that a lot of us who are concerned about the hawkers on the street. And when I thought of this, was alongside Jesse Wee and Tavina Lee, we thought of this at the same time. So it was a law of synchronicity. And that's when we started to put a Facebook page together. It was in less than a day, we hit something like 300 members. So we knew that the people who were joining were actually enthusiastic about helping others out. You know, you've got the Food Panda guys, you've got the Grab Food, but these guys are not on this online directory. So where do they go? How do we find them? And that's what the page is about. It's about trying to reach out to our guys.
Mm. So clearly it's a great community project. Could you give us a little bit of a breakdown on the demographics and who do you see seems to be using it more?
Interestingly, we've got probably 78% women aged between 35 to 44. Most of them are English speaking because we run the page in English. And we've noticed that our dominant membership is buyer group. And that means we've got to populate our sellers. In the last 3 days, we've been reaching out to the Malay community, the Syrian guys, the Indian folks, and we've gotten them to and encourage them to come and post a simple photograph, your WhatsApp number, your location, and price.
You know, we saw the numbers were increasing on a daily basis. Now, have you noticed any direct impact to the people's lives, particularly the suppliers?
Well, that's a good point, because if we are not collecting data of how our users are using the page, then we don't know. So that's a good point to bring up. Not sure yet.
Yeah, but there is a lot of daily interaction, right? Like, how many posts are you seeing roughly per day?
Yeah, definitely. We've got probably 20 posts today since this morning at 7:30. People normally put out a recommendation, and then you get people, the sellers, writing, yeah, we have this. Or the other way around would be sellers posting and someone says, hey, this looks good. Where's your location? And then they can go off and have their interaction on WhatsApp.
In these trying times, Sarah, there must be a sense of hope seeing that all of these people are coming together to try and help one another out. Would you agree?
I think that is the most satisfying aspect of this Facebook directory. The sellers are very grateful. They express their appreciation. And those who write in Malay, sometimes I say, hey, I'll do an assisted post. And they like it, because then they get orders from people that they usually wouldn't reach out to.
And what about the people that aren't so strong in English? Like you said, you know, how are you helping those? Because, you know, most of the posts, they are in English, correct?
Yes. So the posts are in English. And if the person posts in Malay, I would personally write to the seller and say, let's do it this way. Are you okay? And she said, yeah, thanks for helping. And you would see most of our posts are in English. Although I must say that there is a very active Chinese community who do post in Chinese. And because we have a large number of English and Chinese speakers on board, we leave it there. So you've got the Chinese, and then you've got the Facebook auto-translation into English.
And what would your message be to every single Malaysian out there who could possibly help some of our favourite F&B owners and operators out there during this very challenging time?
The important thing here is, if you can buy from Tesco, why not consider having a fresh producer sent directly to your home? And even though it may be a dollar or 5 ringgit more, it means helping them directly. So that would be the main point.
That was Sarah Jalilo, one of the admin at the My Food Directory and Delivery C19. You can go and check out the group. She's also updated me earlier about the impact side of things. And due to the high traffic and data input, the sellers are very appreciative, and they've even offered to buy meals for the admin, because they really see a positive impact on this. The admins check in with the sellers at random days throughout the day, and they notice that at least 8 out of 10 of them have at least made a sale in their group. So, you know, that's really positive. And I guess, you know, the buyers are also very appreciative, and they also send their thanks to the filtering and also the housekeeping of the admin's job as well.
You know, it's a lovely way for everyday Malaysians doing something for our own community. Mm. And you don't want things to go to waste.
Yeah.
You know, so this is great. And, you know, that's what I don't like what's happening, but that's what I love to see, the spirit. Mm. Among ourselves, you know.
It's that positive energy that we see from, you know, tough times like this, right? Yeah. So, you know, hopefully that continues on as well. We'll continue, and we will hear from Jocelyn Lee, the co-founder of Pit Stop Community Cafe, in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.